Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
We're the word association. We heard the implication. Dessert evaluation. We're the word association. We're the word association. We heard the implication. Dessert evaluation. We're the word association.
Cut my life into pieces. This is the word association. I'm Adel Rafai.
I'm no suffocating, Brett Lyons.
And I'm Psalm 40 Rob.
Psalm 41
Rob.
Have you heard about, what is it called? There's a festival in Las Vegas that's like, is it called like Bring Back Yesterday or something? But basically.
Oh, yeah, it's called, yep, I know what you're talking about. Yes, because older
Brett.
Bands pay.
But yeah, it's basically like every band that we grew up with. Maybe you didn't enjoy them, but they were around.
Yeah.
So it's like Sum 41, Fall Out Boy, Michelle Branch. It's maybe, I guess Sublime is no longer around. But it's all those bands where it's just like...
Oh, no, they're around.
You look at the entire roster and you're like, yep. And you would probably know two or three of each one of their songs. But
yeah.
I'd be very curious to go. I think it'd be a very fun time.
I'm sure it'd be fun.
But this isn't a fucking festival review podcast, unless one of our words is festival review. Every episode, we each bring a word to the table, and then we, through the power of our brains, we use that to get into different stories and thoughts and feelings and bits and goofs and gags and giggles and bits. And my word for today, I didn't come prepared. Let me look around the room. My word today is armor. Yeah. Armor. And this is because I don't know what I was reading, but I saw something where knights during medieval times wore armor that was like 60 pounds.
Wow.
And I just don't understand.
Well, I was reading my chainmail that I got.
Oh,
this
delete
week,
that. Delete and that. Don't respond.
What? Why not?
It's a scam.
That would be, I've seen that armor in museums and it's absolutely ridiculous, right? That someone was able to like swing anything with all that on.
So nobody was running then, right? Was everybody just like walking awkwardly toward each other to fight? How does that even work?
I mean, it was all hand-to-hand combat, so.
Right, but you can't run towards somebody if it's 60 pounds.
No.
It's got to be clunky. I guess you can, I mean, that's
Rob, that's why they invented horses. They invented horses for this very issue. Yeah, I bet in their brains they were running. Like they were like, but if they could see.
Well, they were always riding horses.
Slow motion, like.
They obviously didn't have recordings, but if they could see themselves running, I think it'd be like a really stilted walk.
Oh, it'd
like,
be so bad. It would
they look
be
like
awful.
They're doing the robot, but in their head, they're like, I'm sprinting across the...
My like green somebody,
so fast.
If somebody knocks your sword away, you just turn around and you just like do this awkward walk. You're just trying to look, walk away. Like
I mean,
mall
you gotta,
walking, like just trying to get away from
you
a fight.
You got to think that like, in a battle, the first guy that got knocked to the ground would be the loser because you're not going to be able to get up quickly.
Can you imagine the first guy who was killed ever? Man, that must have been weird. He was probably like, what's happening?
And then the guy who killed him was like, hey, come on, man, get up. All right, come on, man. Come on, man, get up.
And he's we're not talking about Cain and Abel. We don't believe in that.
And we're not talking about Adam.
But I feel like, Rob, one, I just got to say, if nothing else in this world, I want to make a sketch of two knights mall walking.
Yeah, that would be really... Why are you guys walking? We're running.
But I do feel like, I think that's very funny, like your sword gets knocked away. And even with a visor, like you can't really...
No, you can't see.
There's no... From what I've seen in museums, Brett, some of us have also been to museums and have money. It was either
free.
A bunch of
holes. Oh, you're paying for museums? Bad news, man. They're free.
There's either like 10 holes, like in a little cluster, or there's like one slit. And that's bad. Like, that's awful. Yeah. I mean, you can't see shit. Like, you would be...
No.
I wonder how much of a knight's code there was, where it's like, time out, like my sword.
I don't know. And you can't wear rec specs under those things.
No.
Or on top of the slit.
No, Horace Grant would be in trouble.
Well, I mean, they definitely jousted a lot. I think if you think about it,
Hold on. Well, this brings us to our brand new segment, which is Brett Lyons.
I think anger and war and the way it is now was probably so much different back then, and that it was like more gentle. Like, I'm going to defeat you. I will also defeat you. And like, it was just like they got together and one guy died. It wasn't like all out running at each other warfare. I feel like.
Yeah. I do think anger was different back then, where it's like, if your kid was like mouthed off, you just kill him. And who's coming? No one knows you have a kid.
Yeah.
No one cares.
There's no DCFS back then. If there was, it would be.
Or Marvel FS.
Yeah. Oh my God. Unbelievable.
And I feel like you also, okay, so close your eyes. Picture you're wearing 60 pounds of metal. It's a hot summer day in Canterbury. You are baking alive. You are basically slow roasting your organs, your brain, and
You're everything. In like a Dutch oven already.
Yeah. And I bet you could smell a knight from, I want to say 50 miles away.
100%.
Like, that's got to smell like, you smell like shit. Because these aren't old timey pajamas. There's no butt flap.
Oh yeah. Where do you just pee yourself?
It's just running. You just probably see it streaming down the outside of their armor.
But
right?
Now I have a really great mental image of a knight that's just like armor from the waist up, but just naked from the waist down, squatting to poop. It's like...
And like a guy's been in battle for like 3 days and like this shit's right here at his neck. He's like, I'm fucking swimming in shit, man. I got
metal cocking it.
Yeah.
I know that I guess I don't know this. I've heard, meaning I saw a TikTok, that the salute came from knights, where it's like when you saw another knight on the field, or like if you were riding horses and came across another knight, you would raise your visor and hold it open. Mm-hmm. And that would be like a signal to be like, hey, I am who I say I am. Like, I didn't steal somebody's armor or something. I'm not wearing I'm not two kids in a knight's outfit.
You're wrong. It was started in America by a bald eagle who had taken a fish, and he looked, and when you looked at it, it looked like he had his tail in above his eye. Don't you tell me no English people fucking started the salute. That's
probably America. My next word, America. And I also think the handshake, did the handshake start with knights? Where I think it was like...
I know the middle finger story. That's about it.
It was like nothing. I'm showing you there's nothing in my hand. Like, I don't have a knife or anything. Okay. So it's you would
like
shake hands.
Mm-hmm.
What's with you and birds today, Brett?
I love them. Because you know what? They don't run, my man.
Brett, let's get to your word. What's going on, dude?
I will say back to armor. Did you guys ever use Armor-All in your car?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was really good marketing. And honestly, when I used it, I didn't love it. It made everything way too slick. I didn't like this, but it did make it look very nice. Armor-All, I don't know. Is it still around? It's a good product.
I think it's still around for sure.
I had the wipes.
I did also have the wipes in the car.
I also had the wipes. Yep.
And it made the dashboard or glove box for like a minute. You're like, ooh, that looks nice. And then you're absolutely right. It's like, it would be pretty shiny and slick and maybe a little sticky. And you're just like, I don't know what this really did, but I feel good about it. What was the advertising?
It seems like it was just a baby wipe. It seems to me it was just bad. It was just marketing. It was just a wet wipe.
Yeah. And nowadays I feel like those Clorox wipes in that little tub.
Yeah.
I feel like 99.9% of cleaning in the world gets done by those. I feel like anyone uses those for everything. Right? Am I crazy?
Yeah. No, everybody's got me, especially COVID accelerated that with everybody getting those wipes to like wipe down everything. I'm a big paper towel guy, and that's a contentious thing in my house because my wife likes Viva, and I think Viva stink. They're like the really soft Kleenex makes them. She likes them because she has allergies, and she's like, it's nice. So if I'm near a paper towel, I can blow my nose, and it's nice on my nose. And I was like, that's great. Get a tissue. I want a paper towel that does good paper. Like, I'm a Bounty guy through and through. And I like a Selecticide. I love the Selecticide because, you know, sometimes you don't need a whole sheet. They're right. Yeah. Advertising's right. You can make it last longer.
Well, I would get Costco paper towels because I think those are the best and you're saving money and you get so many of them. But also a big paper towel guy. But for me, a lot of times, my wife always yells at me about it. I'll rip off the paper towel and I'll clean something and then I'll crumple up the paper towel and I'll just leave it on the counter.
Oh,
so sometimes you come into the room and there's like 10 paper towels around. I'm just like, for me, I'm like, I leave it out because I like to reuse it.
It's like signs with all the water.
It looks like Rain Man was in there just like leaving all the 10 paper towels there. definitely 10 paper towels down here.
I definitely... my wife is probably listening right now. Hi, Gemma. Gemma definitely dislikes it when I use a lot of paper towels because she's very environmentally conscious. So I try and use them when she's not around.
I've come to
my senses this summer. Not come to my senses. I just, like the other day, someone was like, oh, you're using a straw, and I'm done. I don't care. If two major companies like just stopped their factories, we would have it solved. Doesn't fall on me. It doesn't fall on me to do that stuff.
Yeah, I think
I'm using straws. I'm using paper towels. I'm going for it. I'm using paper plates. I'm not the problem.
I think we have been told, like, if you take a solo cup and like put it in the blue bin, like you have saved the day.
No.
And I think they have said like pretty universally, the real problem is like all these celebrities taking private jets and factories.
Sure.
They're like, unless they do something, we're fucked. But I don't think your little
public is not, you know, gonna just because straws are gone doesn't mean. And like straws are gone in like a couple counties. Like you go someplace in the South and it's like, I'll take 8 straws, please.
Yeah, I don't do a lot of straws except for iced coffee. Iced coffee with a straw. Without a straw, and coffee is my favorite thing in the world. But I love iced coffee, like drinking iced coffee out of a straw. I don't drink soda. So I think my only time to have a cup with a straw is iced coffee, and I really like that.
You enjoy it? It's nice.
I do.
I'd rather die than eat a milkshake without a straw.
Eat a milkshake? No, I would rather line 10 turtles up execution style than...
Yeah.
What's the alternative? A spoon?
So what I'm trying to say is
you can drink it.
You have to use when you use a straw with a milkshake, you're drinking it, which is A+, number one. That's what you want, 10 out of 10.
Right.
If you don't have a straw, you're eating a milkshake with a spoon, with probably one of those long spoons, and that sucks.
And I'm totally never
the long spoon is such a flex too. It's like here's a
what
it's this long ass spoon. It's just funny.
Someone across the table. I know. What were you gonna say?
Oh no, I'm not a milkshake fan. It just feels like half melted ice cream to me. I'd rather just have ice cream to eat with a spoon.
Yeah,
I
don't too many drink. Boys showing up in your yard.
Yeah, something like that. No, I just don't. I don't know. For dessert, I just like to eat it with a spoon. I don't want to drink a dessert. Maybe that's my thing.
Well, you're
root beer
also
float, same thing. Novelty was lost on me with a root beer
float.
Wow. I like root beer and I like ice cream separately. Boo. Do not.
I have a lactose
same
problem.
Cup.
I got a lactose problem, so I'm not really going hard on the milkshakes.
Root beer floats are delicious. Well, Rob, you're
root beer floats are awful. Root beer sucks.
I'm anti-what?
It tastes like black licorice. It's
the
disgusting.
Best drink.
No way.
Ugh. I loved it when I was a kid.
It's like a bitter.
Ugh. A glass bottle of IBC root beer was a treat when I was a kid.
Ice cold?
That was great. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I need a bottle of IBS because I can't drink a milkshake.
Rob, you're famously anti-sweet, though, right?
Yeah, but I'll do an occasional
he
ice cream
rosé,
or gelato.
Though. But he loves rosé, and that's
I like
just
a dry
sweet
rosé. A dry rosé. I do not like sweet rosé. But rosé is my drink of choice, but I like a dry... That like dry rosé is the best. Or dry white wine, great. Sweet wines, I can't do.
So like a British rosé.
Rob, do you just call white wine in your house wine?
No. Yes, I do. Sure.
Well, Brett, so I think that wraps it up for Armor. Brett, what is your word today?
My word is phantom.
Oh, so that makes me, so right away I go to, there's an amusement park in Pittsburgh called Kennywood, and they had a roller coaster for a while called the Steel Phantom. Great. And they changed it to Phantom's Revenge. But I never rode roller coasters, but that was like the, they had some
after
other
no
ones,
one
but that
died
was like
since
their
it was
big,
open. It's
big
like, we
attraction.
Gotta change the name.
Yeah,
I think roller coasters are the worst thing in the world.
I do not like them at all.
I knew it
I
was
do not
coming.
Like them.
I have been to. We tricked Adel to get on a roller coaster one time.
Oh, that's not cool. I've been
I
tricked
don't
too.
Know.
It
not
it
cool.
started raining too, and it was like
yes. We went to Six Flags and
Great America, Gurnee, Illinois.
We went. It was a party of maybe 8 or 9. I told the whole party, and they knew. I was like, I do not get it. Mm-hmm. Why would you want to feel like you're about to die for like 3 minutes?
And also this was during Fright Fest, so there was a lot of phantoms and spooky stuff going on.
And I'm huge into Halloween. I love Supernatural. I love haunted houses and stuff. So I was like, I'll just hit up the haunted houses because they kept being like, it's not worth it to come if you're not riding rides. And I go, trust me, it is worth it. So I'm doing my own thing. We do whatever together. They get in line for the Batman and Robin ride, and I go, of course, I'll stand in line with y'all, and then when it comes to the gate to get into the seats, I'll pop out.
Wait, yep.
Our friend Patrick R., who we all know, who now lives in Nebraska, Patrick R. says, come on, dude, just ride the ride. And I go, no, it puts me in such a bad place, it makes me like physically ill. It's like I don't want to, it's the worst feeling in the world. And he's like, come on, man. They're fun. And I go, I don't know how to explain it to you. I don't know what to say to you. I don't know why you need me to be on this roller coaster for you to have fun. Please go have fun. I'm fine. He kept like goading me and goading me and goading me. Finally, I go, fine. I'll get on the ride. I get on. It starts raining. This is an outdoor.
Yeah, the whole time we're inside because you go through the Batman ride. And it's like you're going through.
Oh, okay.
So you don't know what the weather is like outside until it goes out of the tunnel.
And
also,
this
your
is like,
legs dangle. There's no bottom on
Oh, your legs dangle. The rain's pelted me in the face. It does like loop the loops and stuff. It is.
It's a great ride.
It was a nightmare. We get off the ride. I can only assume ghost white. My face must be in a look of horror because Patrick R. immediately turns to me, kind of laughing, sees my face, stops laughing, and goes, "I am so sorry." And then the rest of the day was ruined for me. So I do not understand the appeal of feeling like you're going to die. I never want to feel like I'm going to die.
No, I've never been. I've been on a couple of roller coasters. I've also been tricked into them. I'm very afraid of them. Do not like them. I will never go on one again. So I'm right there with you.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoy them. I don't know why. I don't feel like unsafe on them.
You should.
Sure. But I'm okay with them. I kind of like the thrill. I'm kind of a speed guy, though. I kind of like going fast and like I drive pretty fast and, you know, I like to feel the need for speed. So I think that's probably why I enjoy it.
I hate it. Has anybody seen the Billy Zane movie?
Oh, The Phantom?
Phantom?
Yeah. I actually think I enjoyed that. Was Alec Baldwin in that?
No, that was, maybe
that
it was.
Maybe
he was.
Yeah,
was
it's
that
been
like
a while.
Dark Man or something?
No, or there was something called The Phantoms. But I think he's in it with Billy Zane.
But I've never seen that movie. But I remember I worked at a video store, and I remember the cover of it. And it's the most, I guess it's the most like true to form comic book looking outfit because I remember it's like, isn't it like deep purple?
I remember
it's
black.
Just
purple.
Like,
is
just like
I can't
tight,
remember the outfit.
It's just like a
purple.
Tight purple shirt.
Yeah. Where it's like, wow, they're really, because Batman looks cool. Like Batman never doesn't look cool, but this was like, ooh, a skin tight purple outfit. Like you're really going for it, dude.
I don't even remember what power he had, if he had power.
I think it was something to do with a mythical thing. And if you were in possession of it, you could like walk through walls. It was something like that. I don't remember exactly. So you love haunted houses and stuff like that. I don't like that. I don't like that kind of stuff, really. I don't really enjoy the undead type stuff, like ghosts and stuff like that. I'm not really, I don't enjoy it at all.
See,
like, that person, if I saw a movie, it was like about dead or like a you know, very scary movie. Mm-hmm. Like I don't sleep well, and I usually sleep with like the light on just because I'm just too in my head about what I just watched.
I think I like it because I enjoy being scared of things I know aren't real. So I don't like, I think I love the supernatural and ghosts and stories and all that. I don't think they're real, but I think there's a joy in being like, wouldn't that be nuts? Wouldn't that be crazy? So
yes,
when
it would be,
so when
terrifying.
It pops out, I'm like, oh, but of course you're not real. I do believe in death. which is why when I ride roller coasters, I'm like, this is, we're all racing towards this.
Right, right.
I just looked it up. Unlike most costume heroes, the Phantom has no superhuman powers.
Oh, fun.
Relying only on his wits, physical strength, and skill with his weapons.
So he just chooses that outfit for fun. Like, the outfit does nothing. He's like, I just got to wear this tight purple outfit.
He gets shot.
That's also Batman. Batman does not have superpowers.
Well, true, but at least his outfit looks fucking cool.
I mean, it does look cool.
And he's got that car. The Phantom is, the picture, it's like a comic, it's an actual comic book with the Phantom. And the cover is the Phantom in the purple outfit we know and love. And he's literally holding two guns. So I think he's just...
Checks out.
He's just a guy with guns.
Yeah.
That's great.
I mean, he's just a... Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly, refreshing. I mean...
Yeah. To have... Yeah.
I bet you that'd be a hard rewatch. I bet you if you rewatch that now, it doesn't hold up at all.
I've got faith in Zane.
Ooh, that's something. That might be our first merch. Faith in Zane.
You
gotta
have faith
in Zane.
It's
not Two Nights Mall Walking.
Yeah.
the thing, when you said Phantom, the first thing that popped in my head without me like trying to conjure it is the band Phantom Planet.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was Jason Schwartzman.
Yeah. That was Jason Schwartzman.
Was the original drummer. They had that song California,
which was maybe the opening credits to the OC or something.
It was, it was. And then another fun fact, the lead singer of that band was the bad guy in what is a Phantom spooky movie, Donnie Darko.
Wait, what? One of the guys from the band was in that?
The lead singer of Phantom Planet plays like the guy with the mullet who shoots the guy, the rabbit guy.
So he's a superhero?
No. Have you seen Donnie Darko?
Oh, yeah.
I love that movie.
One of the best quotes of all time from any movie is, "Sometimes I doubt your commitment to Sparkle Motion."
That's a spooky movie that probably the first time I saw it, I was spooked by it.
Yeah, the bunny and everything.
Yeah, it's just like the supernatural type stuff. It kind of gets to me. If it's done really well, if it's done cheeky, then I don't really mind it. But if it's done well and spooky, I don't like it.
I prefer cheeky horror. Just straight up horror just doesn't interest me. It doesn't scare me necessarily, but I'm like, all right.
What's the movie that everyone loved?
Paranormal Activity.
Oh.
That first one was
both of those. Both
great.
Of those.
Yeah.
I don't know if we talked about Blair Witch before, but yes, both of those were. I don't. Yeah. No thanks.
I don't think I've seen that one.
They're very well done. I think they hit a bit of a dip, and then there's a recent one with a guy I know, Dan Lippert, who's wonderfully funny, where it's sort of like out in like an Amish type community, and that one is fantastic as well. So I feel like they maybe three, four were like a dip, and then they got the magic back. The first Blair Witch is also very good.
The second one is unwatchable.
Really? Book of Shadows?
I don't think I watched it.
Oh my God. Oh,
I watched it when
I
thought it was real, the first one. So
yes,
I was in
and
it.
Then the second
and
one.
The second one, when I found out it wasn't, I was like, this movie stinks then.
It's so hard. I've talked to people in the last 5 years. I've talked to several people, and they either, I guess they don't believe me outright, or they can't wrap their head around it. Where I explained to them this, because this was like 99. I'm like, you don't understand. The internet was, not the internet in general, but people using the internet commonly was very new.
Right.
And there was literally like a website that were like, these kids are missing.
Yes.
Here's their photos. Please send help.
Correct.
It was, it was a first form ever, I believe, of viral marketing.
Yes.
And so everyone's like, holy shit, this is like real footage.
Right.
And I remember in the theater, I did not believe it was real, but in the theater, I remember people crying and like, as we were leaving, someone being like, I don't understand like why they would release that footage. Like, didn't someone try and like the parents block that? And I remember being like, these people are so dumb.
All right. Well,
but it's true.
I saw it 2 weeks prior to it opening in a special screening.
Yeah.
Which was even then creepier because like, I feel like the week before it opened, it kind of picked up a little bit more with ads and stuff like that as far as that. So I kind of saw it without before, like, you know, they started really pressing it hard. And I was terrified of that movie.
Now, my favorite all-time movie is a cheeky horror, which is Beetlejuice. Rob and Brett, what are your favorite movies of all time?
Well, I mean, scary movie? I mean, Jaws.
No,
I mean, Jaws
any
would
movie.
Fall on both those categories.
Yeah.
Terrifying. I don't go in the ocean because of that movie. Period.
Because there might be robots in there.
Well, no, because that's where the Muffin Man lives.
Rob, what's your favorite all-time movie?
Annie Hall. I love Annie Hall. Yeah, but not a scary movie. Yeah, I don't really
And Rob will beep that
out. If you think about who wrote it and directed it, it's kind of a scary movie.
Careful. Anyhow, it's a bit of a horror film. Was that the first movie where someone looks at the camera in the movie?
I think so. He did like a number where he talked directly to the camera. He did a few different things in there that were really cool.
Fourth wall breaking.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. I'm trying to think of like a favorite scary. I loved Jason Voorhees when I was a kid. So I watched all the Friday the 13th movies. And I was afraid of, I thought Jason was in my closet when I was little, for sure. Like going to sleep, I was afraid that Jason was going to come to get me. But I thought it was just great. I never got into Nightmare on Elm Street very much, but I loved Friday the 13th.
What is it about Jason?
The scariest movie I never saw.
Just the no speaking, the mask.
Yeah.
The like, he's just big. You can't, you know, there's just something, you know, you can't physically, he's just, you throw something at him, it doesn't phase him. He just keeps coming. You can run as fast as you want, but he'll be there.
That's why you need the Phantom guns. Did you, do you ever see Michael Myers? Because Michael Myers.
He also is. Yeah.
Okay. Because to me, growing up, Michael Myers and Jason Voorhees were not scary because they were the same. Whereas, like, white mask, big dude, falls down. You hit him or whatever, they don't fall down.
Right.
You run from them, you fall. You know, so to me, I was like, this is a lame trope. Like, it's so to me, Freddy was scary because he had pizzazz.
But he was funny. Like, he and Hellraiser, I put in the same category of like, it didn't feel scary ish because they were funny.
Okay.
This movie terrified me because I don't like supernatural, like alien stuff either. I never saw the movie, but I was terrified by the trailer alone.
Oh,
yes. And I believe it was called Light in the Sky or like...
Oh, the guy getting abducted?
Yes.
Fire in the Sky?
Fire in the Sky.
About the guy in the field that got abducted and was missing for 3 days and said he was abducted by aliens?
Yep, yeah. Can't do it. Saw the trailer, terrified me.
I've never heard of this.
Close Encounters.
It's based on a true story, Fire in the Sky.
Yeah, it's an old. Yeah. It's an old.
Those
movie
are I did
air
quotes for true story.
Like even like Close Encounters, like gets me. Like it's I don't. It's spooky. I don't
honestly,
like that.
No, the soundtrack of that, I didn't like it. Just like the. I took me out of it completely.
Isn't it like the
yes? Right.
No, it's not. Miss. It's not the teacher from Peanuts.
What have you seen Arrival? I feel like Arrival is one of the better movies of the last
years. Okay with, I don't know why I was okay with one. I think because it showed aliens in a new light, and I think I don't like the what we've been told an alien's supposed to look like.
Yeah.
Which is like the big, you know, cream head with big eyes and whatever.
Did you say cream head?
I mean, I feel like that's what it is. They're like
I think
a cream
they typically
color.
Go green. Did you say green or cream?
You said cream.
Cream. Just a big cream head?
This is
aliens or dessert?
This is
got a cream head. It's better than the rest. No, I feel like they're that beige color.
We've mentioned cream.
Yeah.
No, they're beige color.
In the wine room in my UFO.
So I think I was okay with Arrival because it showed me in a new light. But also I believe that if there are aliens, I got to feel like they just look like people because it seemed really weird.
I remember gasping when I saw, I think we just mentioned this maybe 10 minutes ago, when I saw Signs for the first time and they show the alien, I remember gasping.
Me
and
too.
Like, that was one of the better.
He's in the closet watching it on the TV.
That was well done.
The one that got me is when they show footage of like a birthday party in Mexico and they show like the thing walk by and I was like, holy shit, that was
well,
so
they do
well
it
done.
So well because they keep showing like, oh, you're supposed to look in the bushes or like, they keep like showing the bushes. You don't think like, oh, it's just going to walk across the street.
Right.
And it does. And credit to Joaquin Phoenix, his reaction was also helps you get be extra gasped or guffawed.
What would be the first thing if you just, you're in your house and all of a sudden an alien is standing right in front of you.
Yeah.
What do you say? First thing. Like, what do you say? You're going to speak first.
I'm not really going to say hello.
You do the do, my man, and then I give him a Mountain Dew.
Yeah. I don't know what I would be like. I think I was just like, I don't know what I would say.
I don't like that we're talking about this because we started recording when it was light out and now it's dark and I didn't ever turn the light on my room. So I hate that.
There are,
I'm just in a dark room.
A pair of glowing eyes behind
Shut up. I hate it so much.
And of course, we all know the phrase Cleveland aliens.
Cincinnati.
I'm in Cincinnati.
No, I know. That's why you're safe.
Oh, okay. Thank goodness.
Because they only go to Cleveland.
I don't know what I would say.
I feel like joke answer, I'd say hello. Real answer, I would say, why me?
Knock, 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 knock.
Yeah, it would be
I
like,
I would
don't,
literally say, yeah. why me? Like,
that's a good, that's a
give
good
me an
one.
Answer before I die.
Yeah, yeah.
Why? Oh, yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah. Or like, should I armor all my butt? Yeah. Hole?
Oh, I think, and I think that, so I had a joke answer, real answer, smart answer. Mm-hmm. I would literally say, not leader. Because aliens classically always want to know the who the leader is. Take me to
your
leader.
I would say, take me to your leader.
Right.
So I'd be like, not leader. And then I'd grab a soda from the fridge and I'd say, this is the leader. And I teach him all about.
And then he's going to be like, hey, we abducted another guy. Do you know Brett? He gave us Mountain Dew.
He tasted me like root beer. Terrible, tastes like black licorice.
I think I figured out. Real answer, not a joke answer. I think I would just light a cigarette and say, what took you so long?
That's the most badass thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, no.
And I saw it.
But I would be like, what I don't mention is my hand would be shaking and my cigarette would be shaking. And I'd be like,
and it's like the night running. Like in your head, you're like, I was so cool. I said, what took you so long? But in reality, you go,
and I'm crying and I have snot coming out of my nose.
You had an aneurysm and you're on the floor. Yeah. Well, with that image in mind, let's go ahead and take a quick break and we'll be right back with more aliens.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, the probe is over. Back to the show. Rob White, what is your word?
Take my word. To your word.
What took you so long, Brett? My word is effervescent.
Ooh. I think of like
fun
a
word?
Like cucumber. Yeah. I feel like a nice like
on the
like
ice?
Mandalay Bay casino feels like effervescent to me because they like pipe in like coconut smelling stuff.
That's unsettling. To make it smell like tropical or what?
Yeah, it just smells
like a pleasant
really
smell. It smells so it
very
smells
like
clean.
Yeah, because like, you think of a Vegas casino with like smoke cigarettes, but like they pipe in this like coconut smell. It just smells really enjoyable.
What is effervescent? Is that in like a toothpaste? Can a toothpaste be effervescent? Like a mouthwash? Is that where you hear that word a lot, or is there a food that's associated with effervescent?
I feel like my first image that pops into my head when you said it, my first image is always liquids.
Yeah.
Like Sprite or something where it's like, because it's, isn't it akin to like refreshing?
I assume it's a cousin. Yeah. Akin. Yeah, sure.
Second cousin, first cousin.
A brother-in-law of
I don't
a
actually
taste.
Know the definition. Maybe I should have looked up the definition of effervescent, but I just feel like it, yeah, bubbly.
No, I like that we come in with words
refreshing,
and we don't know what they mean. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think Sprite.
Bubbling and refreshing, I would say.
I think it's like the Sprite commercials where it'd be like a cold glass of ice and then they'd pour it and it'd be like that you'd hear that fizz and then somebody would take a drink and do like the that's the movie that plays in my head when I think of effervescent. The second movie that plays in my head is wake me up inside.
Wake up. Oh, that's Evanescence. Save me. I haven't drinking soda in probably, drinking? I'd say drinking.
Drinking.
Okay. I probably haven't had it in 20 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
When I did drink soda, I loved, honestly, like, I know there was Pepsi and there was Coke and all that stuff, but I loved Swanell, which was the tap, which would be the gun soda at like a bar.
IO had that.
IO had it. A couple other bars had it. It was similar to like a Royal Crown RC Cola. And I don't know if it was a regional thing, like if it was a Chicago thing and that was a distributor, but it was a little bit more syrupy and it just had so much flavor to it. I thought it was delicious.
I can't remember what it tastes like, but I remember not liking it based on its name. It sounds like a 50s doo-wop group.
Swan yeah, the Swan Elves. Like,
or
yeah,
I can picture Elves. Dick yeah, like, Clark being like, yeah. And now the Swan Elves.
Lenny Davis and the Swan Elves or something. Yeah.
With their song, FFS and Baby.
Their song, Syrupy. Yeah. I think I was always either a Pepsi or a Coke. There were like the Fagos, the RCs, the other colas.
Well, growing up, I only drank warm Diet Right.
Jesus. Ew.
Why warm?
Right? Well, that's what my mom bought, and mm-hmm. she didn't want to give up the refrigerator shelf space for soda. So we would only drink warm soda growing
up.
Did
you have, I'm picturing a 2 liter, is that right?
No, it would be a 24 pack, and it would be cans? On the okay. kitchen floor. So in the wintertime, sometimes if you got the bottom cans, it would be a little chill to it. But we had a refrigerator in the basement, we had a refrigerator in the kitchen, so there was a place you could have put soda. Just didn't happen.
Fridge in the basement, fridge in the kitchen, fridge at supper time. When living with Bert Lyons. Must be nice, money bags.
Well, the garage wasn't attached too, so usually we would leave it in the garage, but just to get cold outside.
Do you remember the, what was it? It was like a bunch of kids, the 70s. It was like 5 kids come into a kitchen. Mm-hmm. They open up the fridge.
Oh, the Sunny yeah. D?
And the guy's like, what do we got? We got some purple stuff, da-da-da. Mm-hmm. Like, that commercial was so well done. That should be studied in marketing classes.
It made every kid want Sunny D only.
Everyone I knew, everyone at school, mm-hmm. all we craved, besides Squeeze-Its and Capri Sun, mm-hmm. was Sunny D. I feel like Squeeze-Its, Capri Sun, Sunny D, the Ecto Cooler.
Squeeze-Its were really good. Yeah.
Ecto Cooler, High Ecto Cooler. Those were gold during lunchtime. Gold.
Yeah.
I need to figure out how to make an Ecto Cooler cocktail because I think that would be freaking delicious. Now, we had Kool-Aid in our house, and then there was one summer I figured out, I was like, oh, I could just put Kool-Aid in a Ziploc bag and eat it raw with my finger
like,
all day.
It's like Fun Dip.
Yeah, oh, like the powder, I see.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, we had the powder, you know, like the powder version of it.
Yeah.
And like once I was like, oh, man, I was probably getting very, very sugar high during that summer.
Ooh, that's sugar high makes me think of Empire Records.
Yeah, the Coyote Shivers. I believe is that band.
One of the most underrated movies of all time.
I love that. Yeah, I love that movie. There are so many great lines from that movie. Did you guys ever have Tang?
No. That to me was astronaut drink.
I did have. I had it later on in life, but because I was actually, some cocktail bar was doing like a space theme and they did like a Tang cocktail or whatever.
Oh,
but later on in life, never when I was younger.
Is that kind of weird that when we were kids, there were so many powder drinks? There was like Kool-Aid, there was Tang,
Nestle Quick, Country Time, Lemonade.
Yeah, powder.
Crystal Light. Crystal Light was like a little
Yeah, they
packet.
Were all, they were really well, big.
What's also funny
drinks.
Is they're all still around right now. Like I went to a grocery store the other day when I was in Tennessee, and all those drinks are still there. Just no one drinks them anymore.
Right.
Except for like my little nieces and nephews, that they're like, get the powdered like lemonade or get the powdered Gatorade because they're like, then we can just like water it down like substantially. Oh, so they're not
so
like
it's not as
drinking straight. Right. Yeah.
I think it's been imprinted on me since I was a little kid. Maybe ever since I started watching Nickelodeon, whenever that was, mm-hmm. it's been imprinted into my DNA that anything associated with astronauts is tray cool. Like astronaut ice cream, Tang, anything that was like designed for because mm-hmm. they always used to award like for space in general aliens they always used to give a prize or whatever of Space Camp on Nickelodeon where it's like you've won a trip to Texas for the
I
Space Camp
it's in Cape I think it was in Cape Canaveral still I think it was
in
at the place yeah
okay but I remember that being the coolest thing in the world and so anytime we'd go to a museum my family or anything it was just like astronaut ice cream or bust. And then this wasn't space theme, but like Dippin' Dots. I remember being like, this is the
ice
coolest thing in the world.
Yep.
It's been the ice cream in the future for 50 fucking years.
I know, it's really. Yeah.
The time
it's
is now.
But the future is here and you're not it.
You're not it.
Yeah. You're more like the ice cream of the past. But.
And maybe that's all those things. Maybe that's what aliens know about us. Because if aliens are real, and we know they are. They've clearly been on spacecrafts. They've had Tang. They've had astronaut ice cream. So that's what they know.
They probably bought regular ice cream and they're like, how are we going to get this back to our
we could do better.
Back to our planet.
Aliens invent dipping dots.
Small balls of ice cream.
We'll use our technology to make small balls. And then they're like, who will go to Earth? And they're like, Zed will do it. And then Zed's like, ice cream of the future. And people are like, yeah, man.
Yeah,
and then
cool,
they
man.
Eat it and they're like, I guess. And then like 30 years go by.
Well, that didn't work out.
They're like, Zed,
now he's a DJ.
How's it going? And he's like, not great.
Where are you selling these things at? Baseball games at zoos.
Conventions.
Do you remember, I was thinking more of like kid drinks. Do you remember the disappointment of a Capri Sun when you couldn't get the straw in?
Oh, the worst.
The worst. Like when you, especially when you try it so many times, you're like, I've ruined the Capri Sun or the straw. So it's useless. I have to get another one. Or if that was the last one.
Fallen
then you
soldier.
Like cut it open with a like with scissors and pour it in a cup, and it's just not the same.
I just remember drinking a Capri Sun, and then when I finished it, blowing it back up,
absolutely,
and then pretending I was like squeezing cologne on myself that was Capri Sun.
A proper little gentleman.
Oh yes, Brett, is that Caribbean blue I smell on you?
Did you just come from a Vegas casino?
You smell like coconut.
Yeah,
I remember when I can't remember maybe. Junior high or something. Might have been when I first moved to Kewaunee from Neponset. But someone was stealing my, we would put our sack lunches in like a closet or something in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then during, you know, recess or whatever, you're out of the room and nobody's guarding the closet full of sack lunches. So for like the first 2 weeks that I was at this new school, my fruit roll-up that my mom would put in my bag would always be missing. And so and I finally told my mom, because I was like, just stop buying them. Like, I don't know what to do. So my mom was like, I got this. And she took a fruit roll up, like used a box cutter or something to cut open the top. So it was very clean. Took out the fruit roll up, undid that plastic wrapper, soaked it in hot sauce overnight.
What?
Rolled it back up, put the plastic wrap and dipped it back in.
And the janitor was like,
What happened to Janitor Williams?
He's got a pacemaker.
So did a kid eat it? Did you find out who it was?
It was missing that time with the hot sauce. It wasn't like it was a bite gone and then dropped on the floor. It was fully missing, but then it never happened again.
Wow.
Nobody ever stole my
That's really amazing
nice.
That you're
And this is before
that.
This is before
that could you know, pretty, she could have been an accessory to murder, honestly.
That's
if
he really
was
like
dies from hot sauce, that
what if he's allergic or like he's got high blood pressure, you know, as a kid?
Shouldn't be stealing fruit roll-ups.
That's true.
Dude, I remember eighth grade. I just had a lunch story pop into my mind. It was my first day in my new school. I moved. In eighth grade, middle school, first day, I didn't know anybody. I was sitting at a table by myself eating lunch. And I was like, all right, here we go. I've never been the new kid before. You know, that was always awkward. So I was eating a little bit. And this dude, this big guy came over and he was like, I want your lunch. I was like, what? He goes, bring your lunch over to my table. So then he sat down and I was like, all right, this is decision time. And so I stood up with my tray and he was looking at me. I looked at him and I threw my lunch out. And then I sat back down at the table and was like, I'm going to get my ass kicked, but I just can't. There was just I couldn't do it. Cause I was like, if you do that, it's over. And nothing came of it. And eventually I became friends with him, but I was just sitting there and waiting for that bell to ring. And I was like, oh, I'm going to have a lot to tell my parents about why I got my ass kicked on my first day in my new school. And I don't know.
It's like,
it's too bad you couldn't light a cigarette and say, what took you so long?
Sorry. And then cafeteria's closed.
A teacher immediately kicks you out of school.
Yeah.
I do feel like school from eighth grade down, it's almost like reverse prison. Where it's like first day of class, you want to find the smallest kid and knock him out.
Yeah.
Then everyone knows you're a bully. And they're like, hey, welcome to the club.
I
school right now has got to be, I don't understand it. I don't want to, I mean, I know my nieces and stuff, they go to private school or whatever, but like, I just can't imagine what school is like. I just can't imagine what school is like right now.
What regard?
Because everyone's on, because you can bring your phone in, which is crazy. Not all schools, but I know a lot of schools you can't.
And you can leave your hat off.
Just from the way we went to school in the 80s and 90s, and obviously it's insane. I just don't know I wouldn't even know how it works right now as far as like clicks, anything like that. I don't even know because it's all so advanced now. I have no clue like what's happening.
I think bad that there isn't a thing where like you can't be a lot, like even if you're out with your friends, your parents can text you or call your cell phone. Whereas before, yeah, it's like you're out, or if you're out with friends or you're somewhere, you're like, where did these two go? Like, I don't know. Yeah. Me neither. I guess we'll just walk around and hope we find them. Like those, you lose all of that, which was kind of, that was nice, even though a little scary, but nice.
Oh yeah.
I think,
if you left the house, that was it.
Yeah.
If your friend was like, hey, I'm going out, and you left the house, unless they knew where you're going, you weren't seeing that person that night, unless like they tracked you down somehow.
Yeah. I think gone are the days of like, where were you, young man? Like you come home and your parents are waiting up and they're like,
oh.
Because now you just text them, you're like, be home in 30.
Your AirTag I sewed in your shoes.
I know where you were. I see where like all of your spots. Yeah. There's no mystery.
I also, like school, you know, learning and all that aside, to me, when I think about it, it like, for whatever reason, it like really upsets me. To me, the saddest thing in the world is nowadays, you think about kids, like the unpopular kids, if they have, and they, of course they do, if they have Instagram or whatever, of like them posting something and then
like
zero likes or like no followers or no comments, or the comments do happen, but they're like cruel or like
right.
For whatever reason, when I think about that, it really upsets me. And
or
I'm like,
if you just find you're going viral and there are a ton of likes, but in a negative way, like somebody took a picture of you
and then they send it around.
Oh, that's the stuff that terrifies me the most, is being in a public place. Maybe something happens. Maybe I trip and like you spill whatever, but someone has a video of it or they took a photo of it, obviously against your permission, and you blow up in a negative way or something like that. That's just terrifying.
I would be okay if somebody had a video of me falling and it went viral. I would be okay with that.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I mean, I guess that would
it happen.
Okay.
Like, that was funny. Yeah. That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. But if it was just like, look at this asshole.
Or if like I accidentally spit on a kid
mean.
And like was like, if I accidentally like spit on a kid or something and they didn't know the context. Of why
what's the context?
Okay, accidentally,
they're being a little shit. I spit on them.
Doesn't sound like an accident.
It used to be.
I spit my milkshake all over them.
It used to be, you know, you're at school, your tum-tum don't feel so good. You shit your pants, sure, but three people see, and then after that, it's all apocryphal. It's just word of mouth.
Have you ever shit your pants at school?
No. Nowadays, you shit your pants at school. Suddenly, you have 4.2 million views, and they're playing Lady Gaga in the background. You're fucking... You walk out on the street and people are like, hey, shit pants. Like, things have changed. I've never shit my pants at school. We had somebody at my high school who ran cross country, and during a cross country meet, he shit his pants. And that was the fact that I can spout that off, and I could say his name, I won't. The fact that I have all that information at the tip of my tongue tells you the power of someone, the memorability, the longevity of someone shitting their pants at school.
I have someone that you guys both know who we were doing a Second City gig, and he had to call his wife to bring up a backup pair because he couldn't leave because he was doing tech for our show and he was not feeling well going into it. And we lost him for about 15 minutes. And we were like, where'd you go? He goes, I had to call my wife. my jeans are in the garbage can.
Dude, I was in third grade. And I had diarrhea, and it was the last period of the day. And I like ran up to the teacher. I was like, can I please go to the bathroom? She's like, it's almost the end of the day. And I was like, I know, I have to go. Like, you know, that look
in
your face.
Which is also unreal that someone like comes back at you. It doesn't matter what time of the day.
Teachers were stingy with hall passes.
It's true.
Oh, yes.
You know,
oh, yes.
They were. So that like, but when she looked at my face, she was like, oh, yeah, go. And I got halfway down the hallway and I didn't make it. I didn't make it. Diarrhea. Just. I shit my pants, and I went to the bathroom and tried to like wipe up a little bit, but I was wearing like jeans it was a Catholic school, so maybe it wasn't jeans, but whatever. Well, it was something you couldn't see the shit that I had going for me. So then I was like, all right,
look on the bright side.
I go back in the classroom and I'm like, I'm fucked. Like, I don't know what to do. Everybody, I don't want to be the kid who shit his pants. So I didn't say a word. And I remember we were all standing around waiting for us to be called to like go to the buses. And people were like,
oh no.
And I was like, oh no. But like, do you smell that? I was like, yeah, somebody farted. And I played it off. And I managed to get home. I rode the bus, shitty pants.
Man. Someone's farting this whole time.
Yeah. But I made it back. And I remember getting home. My mom was like, what happened? She like made me get into the bathtub, right? It was like, just look at your pants. I was like, I know. I didn't know. There was nothing I could do. Nothing I could do. But I did make it clean. I made it clean home.
Impressive.
So I never got known as the kid who shit his pants.
The most uncomfortable.
You just light up a cigarette and go, what took you so long?
That's true.
Shit happens.
Oh, no.
I, not too long ago, this was maybe 6 months ago, I was at, I went to London to see this performance, this theater piece that I love. And so it's like immersive. You walk around this giant building. And at the end of the show, it turned out that I had food poisoning, which is, I won't go into details of the whole night because it got very sloppy, but I'm sick at this. As we're doing this theater piece, I start to feel sick and sick, and it's a 3-hour show, and around 2:50 or so, I'm really feeling bad. So the show ends and you're in this lobby and there's no phones allowed. So they like tie up your phones and do that little key thing.
Oh yeah.
So you have your phone in your bag.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you have to wait in line and get it unlocked before you can go anywhere. And I start to feel the barf coming up my esophagus, and I go to one of the sort of security people. They weren't like, they didn't security. Yeah. One of the people in charge blocking the exit. And I go, I'm so sorry. I have to go through to the bathroom. And they go, you cannot do that until you go through the line. And I go, I don't know how to tell you this. I need to go to the bathroom now. And he goes, you have to wait in line. And he goes, if you need to use the bathroom, you need to go. And he started to point. And something went off in my head. I have a pretty big respect for authority for some reason. I hate authority, but I will follow, like, for whatever reason. It's like rules, my
I don't like to rock the boat. Sure.
Something like a switch flipped in my head. And my brain goes, you're 40 years old. And I blew by the guy, started walking to the bathroom. And he was kind of like, he wasn't chasing me, but he was like, hey. And I ran to where I knew the bathroom was. And I get 2 steps inside the bathroom. There's like a stall. And I paint the floor. I paint the floor, the walls, and the ceiling.
Oh.
And I look at the mess. And I go, I typically am the most polite, thoughtful person. I would, if I go into a bathroom and there's pee on the seat, I will take several paper towels and wipe it up to be like, I don't want people to think this was me.
Don't let Gemma know you use paper towels.
I look at the mess. I turn to the sink. I wipe my mouth. I put a little water in my mouth, swish it around, spit it out, wash my hands, and I walk out.
Yeah.
And I hear the guy go into the room and say whatever. And then as I'm getting, I'm in line to get my phone undone, I hear whoever that person's is manager be like, if someone says they have to go to the bathroom, let them go. Let them. And he was getting like pulled off because I made a fucking mess. And I felt terrible. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't know what you want me to do.
Yeah,
like,
there's nothing you can do. That you did everything right in that situation. There's nothing.
I'm not
you
a
do.
Child. Next time, go nothing up to him and go, poop, poop, cheerio. And he'll. It's the secret message that you really gotta go to the bathroom in Europe. Yeah, they go poop, poop, cheerio.
Well, speaking of poop, poop, cheerio, that's the end of our episode. Poop, poop, cheerio to you all.
Indeed.
If you ever want to email us a word that you'd like to hear us use on the episode, if you ever want to just send us an email to let us know what you're up to, what you're into, whatever, please do. You can email us at twapod@gmail.com. Once again, that's twapod@gmail.com. Brett, would you mind recapping the words we said today?
Sure. Well, you know, this evening we had a great time. I feel like the whole conversation was effervescent. You know, it got spooky at times, like a little phantom. And, you know, we did our best. You know, some of us took our armor off and we got personal with our stories. And at the end of the day, you know, sometimes you just throw up all over yourself.
Can I interest you guys in some dipping dots? Please. I can't go home till I sell all of this. Please.
I was Earth. It was a Baja Blast.
The Word Association is Brett Lyons, Adil Rafai, and Rob White. The Word Association theme song was written and performed by Arnie Parrott. Editing was done by me, Julia W.D. Harrison. If you'd like to send a word or two along, please email the show at twapod@gmail.com.